I'm at Vindolanda on the Roman Wall, a famous name because archaeology has gone on here for a very long time. We're now in at least, I think it's the 39th year of excavation. And I'm with Andrew Burley, who's the third generation of Burleys to excavate this site. Is that right, Andrew?
That's right, yes.
But you were telling me you reckon there's 100 years of excavation still to do here.
There's easily 100 years of excavation to do on this site. And here we're blessed by having 9 complete separate Roman forts built on top of each other.
Nine.
And it takes quite a long time to do one, never mind 9. And some of the forts are huge. They're 13, 14 acres. They've got big settlements outside of that and very large cemeteries outside of that. So it's a very long-term job.
And the distinctive thing, am I right, about Vindolanda is that you keep digging. I mean, there's quite a lot of archaeological sites that are kept underground. People think, well, we haven't got the resources to deal with them, so we'll leave them be. But at Vindolanda, the motto is keep digging, keep going.
Yes, it's very much the motto is seek and you shall find. But we're very fortunate to be able to do this because our funding, the way we're supported, is completely through people coming through the gates to see what we're doing, coming to the site and inspiring us to continue our work. And as long as people keep coming to Vindolanda to see the work ongoing, then we shall keep that work going.
Right. My first victim at the excavations is Michael Hall. He's 64 and he's pecking away with a little trowel here, quite different from what you used to do, Michael, which was building oil tankers.
Yes, that's right. I worked at Swan Hunters for 30 years in the drawing office there. We did all the steelwork plans for the ships they built there.
And this is your third year. What's the attraction? I've just been watching. You've got these two little trowels, pointy trowels, and you've got a brush, and you've got a dustpan. And today, so far, it's just after lunch now, you've filled 8 wheelbarrows. Is it the fascination that you think at any minute you might come across something, and you're gradually unpicking the past?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's quite right. It's I think if you find something, it's really a bonus because we're uncovering the walls of the fort and leaving things that they can preserve for visitors to come and have a look at.
Right, I've just moved on to what apparently was the centurion's barracks. It's still mostly under lawn, but it's gradually being picked away at, in this instance by Lucy Morgan and Paul Hayes, who are working as a kind of team here. Lucy, you teach at a comprehensive in London?
Yes, it's called Lower Hill High School in Pinner.
And I gather that it's the kids there, and indeed the teachers like yourself, a reviving interest in Roman times and in the classics generally.
Well, we have a very strong classics department with Greek, Latin, classical civilization, and ancient history from September on the syllabus. And I brought a trip here last October and a number of pupils were really interested. So I'm here in August. I signed up as soon as I could. And 3 of my 6 formers then signed up and they'll be here in September excavating as well.
Right, I've moved on now to another part of the barracks. And we've got 3 diggers here, including a Vindolanda trustee, Anthea Smith, who's assistant principal of a college in Coventry and has been coming here for 8 years. And Anthea, sorry, I'm creeping toward you across the excavation, trying not to damage the Roman past, but you've found some quite interesting things, I gather.
Yes, I have, yes. I found a writing tablet and armour.
Goodness.
Armor, yes, bits of the armour. I've forgotten what they're called, but, you know, the bits of the armour that come out. But when you're very low down in the earlier forts, it comes out just as if they dropped it yesterday. And the coins are fantastic as well.
And the writing tablet must have been very exciting because Andrew Burley was explaining to me that they're just not easy to recognise.
No, they're not. They're very thin wood and they have a little notch in them, and that's how you can tell it's a writing tablet. So you find lots of wood down in the earlier forts. And, you keep saying, is this a writing tablet? Is this a writing tablet? And it isn't. And then suddenly you find one and you can then tell. You know, you say to Andrew, is this? And he goes, yes, it is. So, yes, it was very exciting to find that.